Tunisia is facing its biggest political crisis since the Arab Spring. The revolution in 2011 toppled President Zine El Abidine Ben Ali. He'd been accused of years of rights abuses and corruption. Critics of the current president, Kais Saied, say his version of a new constitution threatens to take the country backwards.
We are back to an autocratic rule where all the powers rest in the hands of the president.
On Sunday, the head of Tunisia's Constitution Committee lashed out, saying the president's proposal significantly changes the committee's work and paves the way for a return to dictatorship.
If we've been following all, let's say, the decisions taken by President Saied since his power grab on July 25th last year, it's obvious that the President Saied is only abiding or deciding based on his own thoughts and his own will. And actually, this wasn't a surprise.
The president's draft enhances the powers of his office while weakening parliament. He's found support among Tunisians frustrated by years of political paralysis and desperate for the economy to improve. But to his critics, it is a power grab that, if adopted, will erode Tunisia's fledgling democracy, the only country to make meaningful political gains during the Arab Spring. A referendum on the proposal is scheduled for July 25th. Zain Basravi, Al Jazeera.